Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, 6:45 here on this Wednesday morning. Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS. 6:45. Now, three big things.
Three.
Basketball. Wichita State 56. South Florida 43.
Two.
Kansas 81. Kansas State 60.
One.
Wichita street crews working to during this nasty weather. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And the road conditions out there, not very good. We've got slush on the roadway, that snow coming down, very, very wet, sticky. And we've got slushy roadways out there. You're going to want to watch out and be very, very careful. Drive slowly. Give yourself plenty of stopping distance out there because the roadways are just covered. The Kansas Department of Transportation has all of the Kansas highways listed as completely covered, and that's going to be that slushy, really wet snow. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Cloudy and breezy with a 100% chance for rain and snow today. The high of 37 degrees. Possible accumulation of 2 inches. 20% chance for rain tonight. The overnight low 34. Then Thursday, partly cloudy with a 20% chance for late day rain. Tomorrow's high 45. Now light snow. South wind at 16 miles per hour. 34 degrees. 6:47, Steve and Ted. Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker.
Morning.
He's in the house this morning. You look great. You're bundled up. Got your gloves on.
Wearing my blanket.
So what's it like out there? You just drove in.
Exactly as Jad just said, it's a very slushy mix.
The footing, though, in the traction? Pretty
the
good?
The footing is okay, but I tell you, I did slide a little bit. Coming down my street where there's no traffic, test my brakes and I test my acceleration to see whether I'm going to slide around or not. And I did get a little bit of a slide on the braking, so I took it real easy coming
in. That's a good idea if it's clear and there's nothing in front of you, go ahead and test it that way.
Exactly. Yeah, I did that. But, you know, I'm optimistic because it seems like it's warm out there. Like this is like a spring snow.
Yeah, so. 34 degrees. So, you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, we'll be back with you in just a second. We want to talk about the Steve and Ted poll question. Who will win the Super Bowl? It's right there on our webpage.
Gee, I wonder what they're going to say here in Kansas.
KNSSradio.com. we have an affiliate in San Francisco that could do it out there.
Yeah.
It's an inverse of what we're finding here. San Francisco 49ers, 20%.
Wow, that's higher than I thought.
Yep.
Those are Cowboys and Broncos fans.
Yeah, exactly.
That's exactly what
they're a little weird. Kansas City Chiefs 80%. So
wow, I'm torn. I was raised in Northern California, I was a Niners fan. Used to go to those games as a kid in the 20s and all that. And so I'm not torn. I'm Chiefs all the way.
You're Chiefs on this. You're here now. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, the next cancer treatment drug may have already been developed.
This is House Call for Health. Medical researchers spend years developing drugs to treat cancer, but it's possible the next big cancer-fighting breakthrough could already be in your medicine cabinet. Scientists have long known that a drug for one ailment can sometimes be effective in treating something else. Aspirin is the most famous example. Researchers at Harvard, MIT, and the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute tested more than 4,500 existing medications. They found 48 drugs that killed at least some cancer cells. These drugs are for several different conditions, including diabetes, inflammation, and alcoholism. One drug is used for treating arthritis in dogs. Researchers in the journal Nature Cancer said the medications sometimes worked in different ways than mainstream cancer drugs. Now they hope these drugs can be further developed into true new weapons against cancer. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
U.S. stocks were down Tuesday following losses around the world as worries deepen about a virus outbreak in China.
Oh, man.
This coronavirus. By the way, I'm seeing indications that it's not terribly dangerous for humans. Anyway,
yeah, but it's irritating.
It's irritating. Industrial, financial, and energy companies are among the decliners. The Dow dropped 152 points. The S&P was down 8, and the NASDAQ slid 18 points. Surviving spouse and the mortgage, Don Grant, CFP, he is the money tracker.
I be the money tracker. You know, in most cases, Steve, we hope that our mortgage is fully paid before we even reach retirement. There are several situations, however, whereby it may not be the best financial bottom line solution, but we often plan to have no mortgage in retirement, thus increasing our spending power because of one fewer bill. Well, if we do have a mortgage, should it be paid off when one spouse dies? Every situation is going to be different, as with all kinds of financial planning, but there are several reasons it might be a good idea to pay the balance, but based upon one primary assumption: the surviving spouse wants to remain in the home. Now, based upon that assumption, an insurance product may provide a large lump sum death benefit. There may be a withdrawal from the sale of a business or other assets, and monthly cash flow can increase by the amount of the monthly payment. Now, that is the reasons to pay off. If paying off the home leaves a surviving spouse house rich but cash poor, it's important to reassess the situation. If one decides to pay off the house, ensure that there is enough of a base to create income that will not alter a lifestyle. Now, keeping the home may require extensive upkeep and improvements that the survivor may or may not be able to afford. Those expenses need to be scrutinized and added to overall spending needs. Building up more equity in a home may be nice for a legacy or to increase assets for potential long-term care needs, but it might not be as important as monthly cash flow. On the other hand, keeping insurance proceeds or other lump sum assets triggered by the death for long-term care may be more important than paying off the mortgage. As pointed out, there are a myriad of factors to consider when paying off the house is thought about. Work with your certified financial planner to help with those decisions. They can put it in perspective for you. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call, number 634-2222.
I do not have a mortgage right now, and I must tell you I don't miss it.
You haven't had a mortgage for decades.
No, no, but not for a few years. It is nice. And, I've told my wife, said, would you like to move? You want to go someplace else? Nope. That's your home.
No, you've been there. You raised your kids there.
There was this talk back in the 80s and whatnot of, you buy a house, it's a great investment. I never looked at it that way.
No, I agree with you 100%. It is an investment, and it does have value, but is not an income-producing investment, and that's often a reason to not pay off your house. Because if you can deploy that money, that you would have used to pay off the house, into something else that's making money for you and creating cash flow for you. If you have an older mortgage, the payment's probably really, really low. So why pay it off if you're paying 3.5% interest, which is like free money, especially if you get the write-off?
Don, I think when we got that mortgage in 78.
Oh, gosh, it was 11%.
Like 11%.
Yeah. Yeah, I had one of those.
Yeah, we had to refinance, and when we did, it was a great deal.
My first house I bought with a student loan when I was in college as a rental property. I thought it was foolish to throw away money paying rent, which is not necessarily true. But anyway, I bought a house and it was 11%.
All right. Ted, I'm using some information from Ted.
Mm-hmm.
Was this yesterday, 40 years ago, today or yesterday in 1980 on the Clyde Tombaugh thing?
That was yesterday.
Yesterday. Okay. Well, we'll go ahead and talk about it. It was 40 years ago yesterday, 1980, that 74-year-old Clyde Tombaugh, professor at New Mexico State University, visited Chicago's Adler Planetarium. Why was he doing that?
Because what did he discover?
He was marking the 50th anniversary of his discovery of Pluto.
That's right.
The planet, not the cartoon character.
I was going to say, that dog-shaped star.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he was at New Mexico. The Pluto, the cartoon character, was that named after the planet? Does anybody know about that? Anybody know the history of the Pluto naming?
I'll have to talk to Walt about that.
Walt, he's not available. Okay.
I don't know.
He's frozen someplace.
Pluto the dog was named after.
No, but Tombaugh, the deal, I mentioned this because he grew up in Burdett, Kansas, graduated from the University of Kansas. Burdett is about 23, 24 miles west of Larned.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's where my grandmother is from.
Oh, that's right. From. Yeah, you have family there.
Yeah, yeah. She was Clara Norman Smith was her name, and she actually is buried in the little graveyard in the cemetery that's right on the eastern edge
of town.
Of Burdett.
Wow.
Okay.
So I'm familiar with the area. There's not much there.
Well, a lot of farming. A
lot of farming, and I'll tell you, terrific people.
I bet. I bet.
Great people. Of course, my grandfather grew up on a little farm just north of Roselle, which is about 7 miles back east from there, from Burnett.
Uh-huh.
So
I know a few people in Larned.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, are they incarcerated in the hospital, or are they just
No. A client out there, and then
they had that mental institution out there. It's still there, I guess, right, Ted?
I thought they had some problems funding that or something.
They have,
but they're still open. And
I had an aunt who worked out there for several years.
We had a photographer from Channel 3 who used to be he was from there,
from that area,
and his parents were there too. I remember he talked about Larned a little bit.
All right, guys, thank you. 6:55, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Coming up at 7 o'clock, the news with Steve and Ted. The long first day of debate in the Senate impeachment. Going to tell you all about that. That's coming up, Steve and Ted, in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.